Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of I Digress. I go by the name Uncle Debo.
What's popping, guys? What's popping, guys? Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the best podcast you can ever listen to on your mobile phone.
Computer. Or laptop. Radio. No, we're not radio.
We're not radio. Soon, one day. Soon. Soon come.
One day. Soonest pending.
No woman, no cry.
What are we saying?
Coming soon. Melina Black Panther.
Oh, damn. Okay, that was a good one. It flew over my head.
No woman, no cry. How you doing now?
What's popping? I'm good. I'm just tired from work. Didn't sleep till late last night or this morning.
I meant to go to work tomorrow morning. I don't think I'm gonna go.
I'm not going. I'm going on Thursday. I'll go on Thursday.
I can't go on Thursday. I didn't go last week, so if I don't go this week, my only option is when I get back
eyebrows.
Home. I need to. If I go home and I continue working all night, mm-hmm. then I don't have to go to work tomorrow. But if I go home and sleep, I wake up tomorrow morning. Yeah, I definitely have to go.
Why? So you have to submit stuff?
Yeah, I have to submit.
Right, okay.
Meant to put in today. So the only way you can like convince the boss that it's like they see you. But if you don't put it in today,
yeah,
it's kind of like, so where are you?
So what have you been doing?
What have you been doing? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you come? Mm-hmm. You get so. But yeah, I actually want to go because once I do this, not going, then I enter the shell of not going at all.
I want to go every week for as long as I can so that when I stop,
nobody's gonna
I'm not going to see you. Don't stress my life. Don't disturb me.
Nobody's going to
chat. And December, I'm out. I'm going on a trip in December.
How are you going?
I'm going to Jamaica.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So, yeah. I'm not going in December.
I've never been to Jamaica before.
A lot of people haven't. That's why we'd say to go.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Are there men invited in the trip? Are there men included?
I mean, we'll meet men there.
Wow.
There'll be men
they
there.
Say you Toronto niggas. No,
know
got it.
How Stella got her groove back? You watched that movie before?
No, I haven't watched
oh
it.
My God, you are lying.
Is it a Nigerian film?
No, it's not.
It's South African.
No,
it's white people.
No, black people. Okay. It's like Whoopi Goldberg and I don't remember who the Stella was, but it was really nice. It was like the whole story was like, oh, she went to Jamaica. Well, I think she was going to have it was. Oh, it's an old movie, so I don't remember the premise, but I think she was going through something, and then they went to Jamaica just to go take the edge off, and then she met this Taye Diggs was the man.
Oh,
and she, older lady, you know, maybe like her 40s, I think, and then she just met Taye Diggs, you know, young 20-something-year-old boy, show her life in Jamaica.
Let me show you how it's done.
And then I don't know if she fell in love or she just enjoyed us while we're home. I don't really remember. But anyway, I'm gonna go see the movie again.
Oh yeah, actually Stella what?
How Stella got her groove back.
How Stella got her groove back. I'll actually give
I can't believe
try.
You know what to
nah,
do.
I haven't I've actually haven't
watched. Oh, you're truly young.
22, baby. I'm turning 23 this year.
You damn liar.
I'm so happy. Like I'm so excited. My birthday is in a couple of
I know we don't
weeks.
Post our pictures on here, but if you see Debo's picture, you will know for free that Debo is not.
I'm actually
neither 22 nor 23.
I'm actually 23. But something funny happened at the club. When we left the club.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, I had a gig at the club. So for background story, I had a gig at the club some days ago. I'm not promoting them because they're not paying me to promote them, so I'm not gonna
yes.
I had a gig at a club some days ago, and then when we were leaving, I left my headphones. So I left and came back, went to the club, and then I met a guy that I've known for so many years. And then the guy says to me, "Bro, why do you have a durag on?" I swear I didn't know how to react.
What kind of question is that?
Because I don't have hair. So people that wear durags usually try to wave so they can have like waves.
Oh, I thought it was just, oh my God. Oh my God.
See, it wasn't like a thing of like, oh, it's not fashionable for where you are. It's kind of like
what's the usefulness?
What's the use of a durag on your head?
Honestly, I just thought it was like face cap for you.
It is like face cap for me. But I rather wear a durag when I'm DJing because of, first of all, if I sweat, I don't want the headphones to touch my sweat. And then I also like to cover my head. So I'll just, instead of a cap.
Speaking of hair, remember, did you see that video of that lady? When she was talking, and she's talking like, oh, God is a good God.
And then I wig
fell. Like, oh, my God. I went up there like 50 times.
And I wig fell off.
She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She literally doesn't know what to do.
She's like, She's like, I'm gonna pick this shit up, okay?
It's just like, damn. It's the fire within me is burning.
Oh my god!
As I saw it too, I felt second embarrassment.
I mean, to be honest, I didn't even feel embarrassed at all.
You're like, wow.
I'm like, you know what? It's something that happened to me. I'm like, it's a wig. We all wear wigs. It's okay. At least what was on the wig was neat.
Yeah. To be honest, yeah.
Imagine she had like bush. That would have been embarrassing. But I didn't care. And then the man was laughing like a fool. I think that man could have at least gotten up and hooked up. I'm like,
nah, man. I wish that thing, if someone that I rate falls down or has some embarrassing, I'm going to laugh. I feel like laughter is a better way to get over it.
Like, let's all just laugh together.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh my God, are you okay? Oh.
And then you start feeling embarrassed, yeah.
Especially if it's not a very serious thing. Do you get what I mean? And mm-hmm. it's not a public thing. It's not.
I mean, when I fall, the times that I fall, I don't stay down. Well, the moment if I'm walking with you, you probably don't even know that I feel. Like, the moment I land like this, I'm
it's like
I
spring.
Pick myself up, like, never. I bounce back. But you see, ever since I reached like 28 years, I know like, that's velocity. I don't have that velocity to just quickly bounce back. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit here.
It's like
I take it all in
just first. For a few seconds.
You know what? Maybe God wants me to rest. I just want to sit down on the ground.
For a 23-year-old, I had so many cracks in my knee on Sunday when I was playing ball. I was like, God, I
need to oil your
God. I literally one time I looked at the sun. I said, God, if sun come out now, this is a sign of you telling me that
I should go.
I should go. I said, God. Because my knee they pay me.
And I don't know. Like, the body is just weird. Like, it's, I know God created everything like very well, but aging just doesn't, I don't know, it scares me. It's just like, you never know. Like, we're talking in my office and we're talking about, oh, one lady in my office was saying, oh, that there's this place that people go to. It's a bit far from Toronto.
Yeah.
But people go there and like pay like $3,000 and they do like a full test on you, like head to toe, like things that people should do, like, it's maybe like once in 3 years or once in 5 years. I'm like, ma'am, she's like, she's never gone before because she's scared. I'm like, you should be scared because I can promise you
something's wrong with you.
There's something wrong with everybody.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to be digging up things. And then by the time you start poking and prodding where you're not supposed to, the thing we now fed you, I don't know how to say it in English now, it's open.
You'll
up
be, yeah,
because there's some things that, again, nobody's, I feel like nobody's health is like 100%. Even if it's not something that's bothering you, maybe there's just one curve in your spine or there's one something in your ear that you've been living with for the past 30 years. And then you, the moment you find out, it's like you can't get your mind off it. You just start thinking, oh my
that's
God,
true, yeah.
I have a decode. Maybe I have brain aneurysm.
You know, yeah.
I have a tumor.
It's like there's tumor. Hey.
I have tumor. In my brain, yeah, my dad did that to me once. My dad, there was a day I had a headache. We're going to school. I was in SS2. SS3. I was driving to school. And my dad is like, oh, I was telling him, I'm like, oh, daddy, I have a headache. Oh, my head is aching. I think it was a migraine. I'm like, oh, my head is aching me so much. Do you think it's a tumor? And then my dad, so seriously, he's like, what part of your head is aching you? I'm like, I think it's this. He's like, is it the front? Like, you're touching the front. Is it the front? Yeah, so is it tumor? And I'm like,
you start
like,
saying Jesus.
I cried because I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going to
I'm like, you're my friend, get out from the car, enter school, yeah? Idiot. You want to, so you're not going to school.
Oh, God. I was like, do you think you want to escape education?
My friend, you get to school after you had already paid, I think you had paid non-refundable deposits to covenants. Like, you will not do your work. My friend, you finish that damn exam. Let's get
the lies I used to escape school. I was a lucky one. When I was in primary school, my mom was a single mother, so she had to go to work like super early, and then we had a school bus. So she could be like, go to school, and then I can just like...
Decide not to
some days.
Never.
I'm telling you.
I never had those.
I would eventually have to fight. We had a help. We had an uncle, an auntie, you know, like there's someone that has come from somewhere that's also living in your house. Mm-hmm. I know. So you had to also convince those people
that you're not well. They're not or well.
But convincing them was a lot easier.
Tell mommy.
Yeah, because they'll just be like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm like,
they're not the ones paying.
Exactly. And they're not the ones that, like, at the end of the day, everyone is also scared of what would mommy say if we forced you to go to school
if you're actually not feeling well.
So I used to use that a lot to escape. But if my mother was at home and she was taking me to school.
Even if you are throwing up like this, go and throw up on your teacher.
I remember one day I was shaking. Yabs, that's my mother. Her name is Yabo. Yabs carried me into the bathroom and she poured me water. And Kaya, I know she said, it is well with you, my son. it is well with you. Any weapon fashioned against you shall not prosper. She wrapped, I'll never forget, she wrapped twirl around me. And they say, don't worry, I'm off the AC. You know those ACs back in the day? National.
Those ones that the window units.
Those very... Yeah, you have to break
it. Your neighbor knows. Your neighbor will know that you're honest.
Those cold... You know, these are really, really cold.
No, frost.
She said, I'm off the AC. And she wrapped me with blankets. I said, this man wrapped me with blankets until it was time for me to go to school. And I brought my uniform and said, wait. So I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn if your temperature is showing red.
As long as when I hold you, you are not burning me. It's okay. You are fine enough to go to school.
And you know what's funny? When I went to school, just because I was like in school and playing and all that, I started feeling better. Just like
so they know. They know that this your it's not that yes, it's not they know that it's not that you are 100%. They know.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay.
Activity.
The moment you sit down, and it's natural, like when you're feeling unwell. The moment you just decide to sit down and just curl up in bed,
yeah,
it's like the thing just presses you down. But the moment you get up, do stuff, except you are really, really sick.
Yeah.
But as long as it's not that serious, and it was malaria, and everybody had, it was only malaria that we all used to have. It's only malaria. And they will give you Benadryl with codeine. And that is it. Off to school with you. If you like. And I don't know how they used to give us cough syrup and tell us to go to school.
Because I'm sleepy, bro. Like, what am I supposed to do?
I don't understand.
Teacher will not be like, we'll get up.
Teachers had it tough in primary school because I feel like a lot of kids in primary school were acting like crackheads. So they have codeine in the morning and then they send them off to school. To go and deal. Imagine one teacher dealing with 15 children that just finished drinking codeine.
It's like, why are you sleeping? It's like, sir, I don't know, but I can't stop.
Or why are you not walking in a straight line? What's wrong with you? What am I going to do?
But back to the if when you're sick, there's a research. I don't know about it too. They say that if you coitus when you have malaria.
What?
I'm telling you, it's premium.
What are you saying? So is it that it's premium or you get better?
No. The coitus during malaria. You know, the thing is that during malaria. No. Trust me. Oh, God. The people that did the research, they're accurate.
Can you pull it up? Can we put the research in the post when we release this?
There is a research that people that perform coitus during when they have malaria, it's premium. And I have this analysis that when you have malaria, logically, your body is hot. So, the chances...
I hate the fucking understand what you're saying.
That all parts of your body feel warmer than they should feel, that creates a system.
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
That it can be premium. People that do research, they have good back, they have good basis.
I mean,
it makes sense.
I'm trying to refute it, but it's like, some part of that makes sense.
I'm telling you, it does make sense.
But you're not feeling well, though.
No, but that's the thing. So, and then again, you know, a lot of people perform coitus with aggression. So in that moment, there is no aggression. It's
love.
It's like hot temperatures, slow intensity.
Cold temperature.
Do you get it's everything just works well. It's a good mixture.
Guys, I'm just going to put this out there. I don't, the boy is about to be married, so I feel like he can say these things.
Yeah, in a few months.
He'll be able to express it in a few months.
We will not have malaria in Jesus' name.
I know not what he's speaking of.
It's the research. The research people. It's not
speaking
me.
Of relationships, I saw something today about changing love language. Let me see if I can find
it. Yeah, I saw you made a post about that.
Yeah. So
what is your love?
Somebody said, it's fascinating how your primary love language can change according to the type of your partner you have. For example, you may not prioritize physical touch with one person, but another person could bring out your tactile and affectionate side. Love languages are certainly fluid. Do you believe that?
I think that's true for men. Sex.
Funny thing, I didn't think it was true for men.
I think it's true for men. I think a lot of, let me first rephrase that. I don't like seeing a lot of people because that means you're putting over like 80%.
Yeah, that's
so
like
I think
a
for a good number of few guys or some guys, I think you adapt to who you are with. Because especially you are toasting. You know, as one toasting, you do things to attract the person. And the chances that if you really like someone, what they enjoy doing,
it's what you enjoy doing.
It will start to
will bring you joy at some point.
You know, there's this trend that they say guys are the ones that use female slangs more than guys in relationships or guys that have girls, mm-hmm. like whatever ship you are in.
Yeah.
Right? Are the ones that use female slangs more than the actual girls. But the ones that say
they hear it a lot.
Yeah, the ones that say it's giving.
Oh gosh.
You know, yeah. like all those all
that is true. I know one person that says it's giving. He's not even Gen Z.
Bro, that guy can be like baby boomer. Right? Do you get so it's very high that if you're that's the one doing the toasting.
Yeah, you but you're talking about from a toasting point. Okay, let's now go to like we're talking about a partner. Like you're done toasting.
Yeah.
You are in the relationship now. You guys have gotten to like the plateau of the whatever.
Of the
like,
ship.
Yeah, exactly. It has ascended so quick and then it's like not flat line. It's well, like okay, it's now. Like you're coasting. So it's yeah. like okay, well now we're solid and we're just, you know, we're on a regular whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why I assumed that it was just babes, because I assume, forgive me if I'm wrong, that most guys, their love languages are either physical touch or act of service. I find that I don't know any man that doesn't have one of those two as his primary love language.
To be honest, I don't know my love language.
You need to find out. You're getting married,
because
sir.
I definitely do not think it's either. I like being touched, definitely. No, so
not touch, not like sexual touch.
Like just gonna rub my head.
No, anything, like Jesus. It doesn't have to be. It could be anything. It could be that. It could just be we're walking on the road and holding hands. It could be anything. Like we're sitting on the couch, but you just want my body to just touch you, like in any way, my arm will touch it. Like,
so, oh, I see what you
like,
mean.
You just want to know that the person is. I feel like that's how you know the person is around you. Like,
oh, okay.
Do you get? So it's not necessarily like a sexual.
I wanted to bring a quick break intermission for the gentlemen listening. See that day that woman rub your yash. Hey.
What?
That rub, that's physical touch. But let's go back. So yeah, I do agree that yes, physical touch and touching of.
Why did you just go back for that?
Physical touch and acts of service.
Yes, I find acts of service.
Acts of service is possibly where I'm at. I love gifts though. I love like gifts,
mm-hmm.
but I think I do believe that I hold it onto people. I was just having this conversation with my girl like a couple of days ago actually, about like how if someone were to do something for me,
mm-hmm.
and I value it, like I would hold it on, I would hold on to that thing for so long that if you even ask something of me that was not
more
within my own capability,
you will go out of your way.
I would do just because I feel like you did something for me that I value so much.
Yeah.
So it's very possible that yeah.
So you should do the test. You should take this. You know what? We're going to put when we put this post out, we're going to put a link to on Instagram. Put a link to the test.
What's your
love language test? Everybody should know.
Should know.
I think okay. So for me personally. Okay, so what I did was I agreed with the post.
Yeah.
But I believe that love languages are fluid, 100%. But yeah. I also believe that in the fluidity of it all, I think it's the secondary love language that kind of fluctuates more.
Yeah.
Maybe for me, and I'm just making this assumption based on myself, because for me, it's always been word of affirmation. Like, listen, I don't care what you do for me.
Yeah.
You gotta tell me how, like, I want to hear it. I don't care. You can show me from now to next year. I don't care. I need to hear it. I need you to say it. Like, and it's not even, and love language is also, but I think people also think that it only applies to relationships. It doesn't. Yeah. It applies to everything, even with work. I want to hear people say, I did a good job. I also want to say, oh, thank you for doing this. That is what I want to hear. I'd rather that's that you give me a gift card at work.
You know what? I'm also with you on that one too. Yeah, that is I am it. Actually.
So like these things, I remember there was some weeks ago, I had completed a project and the accounts person on the project sent a like company-wide email to say thank you to everybody else on the project and everybody did a good job. And I was looking for my name. I didn't see my name. My name wasn't there. I was mad. In fact, I was so mad the whole day. I did not work. I saw that email in the morning. I was so mad and I just went and took a nap and that was it for the day. I did not work that day. But the next day, like I was still contemplating, oh, should I tell my boss? Should I not tell my boss? And then someone was like, oh, tell her. just let her know that this is what happened. It wasn't her that sent out the email. I just mentioned all that. And also, it wasn't even just me that was left out.
Yeah,
which is why I liked that. So it doesn't look as if, oh, I was fighting for just myself.
So, yeah.
There was a guy that, there were two guys on my team that worked with me. And I'm like, we three of us worked on this. Like, I'm not trying to call anyone out or nothing, but like, if you're going to give shout outs, I think you just give shout out to everybody.
Yeah.
And then she also was like, oh my gosh, that next time I should just say it as well. And the guy did message me the next morning. He's like, so my own boss sent like a write down on that email to say, oh, also thank you to this and this. And then added like the link to the microsite. And the guy messages me that morning first. And he's like, shit, I fucked up. I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to like leave you out of it. I was mad at him, but
yeah.
I mean, it passed and it just kind of showed it. I think in that moment I've known, but in that moment I realized that, you know what, my love language spans across relationships. Like, it's not just, it's in working relationship. Even my mom tells me, oh, love you. Like, it goes it's a long heavier way. Than when she buys me a dress or sends me Ankara. Some people that Ankara they've sent like this.
It's for them. That's what
they can die on it. Right. So for me, I feel, but over time, this is where it gets dicey. Over time, my love language has, like, the secondary one. At the point, I even thought that my first one moved away and it just became gifts.
Yeah.
Just give me this. I don't care.
Just be pumping.
Buy me chocolates when you're coming home. Like, it doesn't even have to be anything expensive. When you're coming home, buy me a bar of chocolate. Or just buy me anything. A hair clip. Anything that, oh, I saw this and I thought you're going to need it. Here you go. Like, those are the things that. But I also think that in growing up, so I think that people who have gifts as their love language, I think, especially growing up in like Nigerian homes, I think they would have had it very tough in the sense that, not because their parents didn't give them gifts, but in the sense that as Nigerians, I don't know, Africans, I don't know who in other countries, but we're taught that the moment, especially for a babe, you like things, it's like, oh, you're materialistic or you're a gold digger or you're this. So, and honestly, I didn't know that I liked gifts and I found this out later. So I was dating this guy in high school. I mean, not high school. I was reading my book. I didn't pass, but whatever. I was dating this guy in university. We did it for a long time and we were talking, I think it was last year, like towards the end of last year, we're having a conversation. We're very good friends now. We're talking and he said something. I think I was telling him something about maybe somebody I was talking to or something.
Yeah.
Maybe that they weren't doing. He's like, you started receiving gifts? And I'm like, what do you mean? That you never used to give me gifts. And I used to think it in my heart. And he's like, that's not true. I always wanted to do stuff for you.
But you never.
You would always say no. And at some point, one of the reasons why the relationship kind of had like some issues that we had that I didn't know because I was still a small girl. But he's like, he then started feeling somehow, and it affected how he went on to treat other relationships.
Other people,
because he said he thought he wasn't loving me properly. He thought that he didn't know how to show love. So then it affected other relationships because he's like, okay, this is all I know how to do. I want to do stuff for you. Like, I want to give you things. But like, and it wasn't that I didn't like these things, but my brain is telling me, you are not allowed to collect things. Don't collect things. Don't ask for, like, don't make it look like you are hungry. Your parents are taking care of you. So I had this notion in my mind, like, oh, don't accept gifts. Or everything, every time he wants to buy me, like, pepper rice and see you.
Yeah.
You go out now, and they ask in the night, I'm hungry. I'm hungry as hell.
Like,
this boy is like, oh yeah, let's get pepper rice. I'm like, oh no, I don't want. And I've been crying about hunger since. So, and then he's like, let's get pepper rice. I say, I don't want. So his mind is thinking, is it that you don't like me? Because you've been talking about you being hungry. And all of a sudden I'm asking you to come and collect food and you're saying no. Yeah. So I feel that, I don't know. I think that people with love language of gifts, it might have taken a while for them to like, because I remember a lot of people were replying that post saying like, oh my gosh, for me it's gifts, but it took me a while to get into it, to understand that I'm not a gold digger.
Yeah.
I'm not materialistic. Me now, you see, that I don't care about, honestly, I don't care about physical touch.
Yeah.
I do not. Like,
don't even why are you touching me?
Like, please just stress me. Move away from my side, Move from me. And quality time, I like it, but like, hey, currently I'm dating someone who is miles away.
Yeah.
So really, if that was my love language, then
forgot about it. It's done.
I guess that's that. But I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. it was just weird to see and to understand, to see that other people experiencing the same thing. Like, people's love languages are changing based off how, and also depends on where you are in life. Because if I'm my soft girl era, I just want you to take care. See, just be buying it. You see it, get it. Don't care if it's not my size.
The buying thing is actually very true, because Mojin was the same thing when we first started dating. She didn't like to
receive,
buy anything, nothing. And it's funny. I had more money then than I do now.
What?
Like, I didn't have more money then than I do now. But I had
money.
But it
was like at your disposal.
Exactly.
Like, ask daddy.
Like, I ain't paying for no fucking phone bill and car
there
bill.
There was pocket money.
Like, I just had money being sent to me, and I could afford to do all those things. And she, I remember the first day I bought her this watch one time. And she's like, Debo, how am I going to give this to my parents? How am I going to show my parents about this? I'm like, I don't understand. And it's so random. I bought it for New Year's.
So it's like a random position. Like, it's not birthday. It's not Christmas.
It's just like, I was like, Happy New Year. Take.
I take what?
And she's like, what?
What will I say? How will I say that to her?
She's like, how am I going to show them upstairs? Like, yes. Like, and she's like, oh, like, that like, she wasn't sure. I imagine she still talks about it tomorrow. That how she's so surprised that her mom is like, okay, you bought your watch. Great. Like, she thought she was going to, like, get, like, you better
return
that watch.
Yes. Do you remember when I knew that I had to return gifts? From there, like, your parents are like, go and return it. Because, but why though? I mean, I get some time. Maybe they think that maybe you begged for it or something. But if
we're being honest, and I don't want us to get too philosophical. Is that correct English?
Philosophical.
Hey! Off the mic.
Only so.
Hey, off the mic. Guys, see, the thing about it, is that I'm trying to go into my soft boy.
Nope.
I just said philosophy.
It's not working. Damn.
I don't want to get to philos.
Philo.
So, but the truth about it is that if you look at the way the world is positioned now, right? And there's this whole video that's trending about some South African girl that was dragging Nigerian women for wanting to only take money off people.
I think I saw that. I didn't watch the video. I just saw the.
I know you don't like that podcast, I think, or the people on the podcast.
Which ones are those? No, my choice.
We're not going to advertise you.
No.
I think if you look at the world now, it does make sense in a way why parents were saying don't do that.
Don't collect stuff.
Because at the end of the day, I don't think people have changed. Social media just enhanced it a bit for us to pay attention to, like, well,
we can see what other people are doing in their houses.
Yeah, but like, people have always been so dependent on outsiders. And the truth about it, I have this theory of life that if someone is bankrolling you over 40 to 60% of your life, they in many ways owe you. And they don't, it's not, don't think about it in the crazy mindset that, oh my God, you're a slave or something.
Yeah.
But think about it, your workplace. They bankroll you, like, majority of the things you can afford is done by the people that employ you. And God bless you, they tell you to show up on a Saturday. Like, I know, we have employment laws and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but the truth about it is that if they do everything right, they tell you, oh, we're going to overtime, blah, blah, blah. You still kind of have to work because it's in your contract. Oh, we're going to overtime. We'll pay you for your time.
But
you got to come, right? And
because I work on Saturday sometimes. Maybe if we have like a deliverable that we didn't get out the door on Friday,
and you need to,
they don't even have to tell me
exactly.
I work on Friday.
So it's at the back of your mind.
Yeah.
I just think about it, like, for any other person that's being bankrolled, if your parents are bankrolling you, if your uncle, or your auntie, or
exactly. Let's not even go into like sugar daddy, even parents. Yeah, just get, parents. Yeah.
They kind of like you. They determine most of the shit that's good in your life, and I think that a lot of parents, back in the day and still now, were just conscious of the fact that, I don't want you to get to a point in which you think that, oh,
you need this person.
And even if you do, like, I don't want you to, because the truth about it is that someone buys you a gift 4 or 5 times. Like, I once dated a girl that she couldn't live. Like, we broke up because I couldn't do one thing for her. I couldn't drive. She had a guy that could drive. And I was so young then. I was like 15 or something like that. Right? But she had a guy that could drive. And I couldn't drive.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I could do anything. I had a driver that would take us wherever I wanted to go. I had enough money. Like I said, I had much more money than to spend then and now. And I could do whatever, but
driving. My boyfriend must drive me.
It was a no-no because it was a mentality that she had that must be a thing. And so you see babes that, you know, they might have the idea that, oh, if I meet this guy and he's doing this for me, this is how every other person must go down life with, right? Yeah. And I think that was just the consciousness of knowing that I can't allow you to think that, oh, someone is giving you money. Because even if you don't think it, it slowly creeps into your mind.
It does. I know, fully, but actually when we're younger, when the way the dynamic was, there were some babes who used to spend money, yes.
Yeah.
But rich kids. It was more guys spending money on girls.
On girls, yeah.
For the most part, you can't reciprocate it. So at some point, you're right. You then start to feel like you owe this person. So they request stuff of you.
And before we even get into really the sexual aspect you know, like, oh, yeah, I bought you this. So are you going to come?
Come on, let's go home. Like, people still think like that.
How many years ago did one of my, I won't call him my guys, but we used to play ball together. It's a very funny joke. It's not a joke when you think about maturity now takes the joke out of it. And makes you understand the scenario a lot more better. But it was a joke then. And he took this girl out to this very expensive restaurant in Abuja. It's called Blue Cabana. Mm-hmm. And then it cost, the girl wanted to eat only pasta. She said, all I want is pasta. And then the pasta there was like 17 grand for a plate.
Naira.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. 17 grand for one plate of pasta. And he bought it and she couldn't eat it. She didn't like it because it's also a Lebanese infused restaurant.
Right. So maybe there's garlic and ginger and whatever.
It's all over the place. So his 17,000 went outside.
Into the toilet.
And then he said he didn't even eat because he was just like, all he could think about was that the girl came from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to stay in his house. And all he could think was like, bro, when I get outside, I go convert that pasta for your body. And then he gets home and she's on her period.
Oh,
and like the period starts that day. And she's in town for like 3 days. I said, life.
That's life.
Life.
And I know what you're saying when you say that. Back then, this is something.
Oh, like, you are rolling. Like you literally told us on the field. We were rolling. Hey, Jesus,
it can never be me. But things happen. That's life. Like, okay, bro. Sorry for you. You chose to buy her the food. She's not put that in your pockets, right? You said buy me, and you agree. She said buy me. It's not like she said, oh, if you do.
You made your decision. My dear,
live with it.
It's not difficult.
Next time, maybe take her to somewhere that they don't even serve $17,000 pasta. With $17,000 pasta.
And if it's knack, you want, you know,
be clear.
Knack the knack first, then go and eat.
Uh-huh. Be so very clear. I said that. Like, oh, hey, we're going to dinner, and after dinner, this is what we intend to do. Yes. No.
It's like, oh no, oh, my period. Like,
okay, then it's yabasi right for you.
Sorry, I apologize. Nah, I won't lie to you. Back then, we were rolling.
There are a lot of toxic things that we
were rolling on the field.
That we thought were okay.
Fine and all stuff.
Yeah. It's nobody, like a lot of things. I feel like that's even another topic on its own. Yeah, a lot of things.
Everybody was on the floor. Like, are you actually whining us? Nah, that was hilarious. But yeah, so I honestly think that's why a lot of parents would have obstructed their kids from receiving stuff.
But then again, I don't know how, I know we have parents that are having kids now. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how people or like us and our parents can raise kids to understand that in as much as I don't want you taking gifts from people, it's okay for your love language to be gifts. You can be appreciated. It doesn't have to be I think for me, it doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah.
It could be literally anything. Like, my watch strap, I remember very well when I got it. I was just talking about something the day before. I literally just got the watch strap in the mail the next day. Yeah. I didn't even have to ask. And it was just so precious to me. I'm like, oh, this is so nice. This person saw that my watch strap. Oh, yeah. It was so embarrassing. So embarrassing. But, like, those are the little things. Like, it probably didn't cost...
As much. Yeah, I think there's this misconception that you have to buy something. Because I also think that in a lot of ways, I do like gifts because they go along. I buy a lot of shit that I don't need. So sometimes it's nice to just... Like, for instance, now we have our wedding registry and shit. We're getting, like, so many stuff. We had to, like, take stuff
out.
Yeah, like...
Why take stuff out?
Not out. So I had to, like, go and keep them in the storage.
Oh, right.
And it was just nice, like, packing so much shit.
They bought this thing that I wanted to buy. I mean, they bought it.
Go and check.
Oh God!
Right, so like it was so nice having to like take stuff and keep them somewhere. Like, oh, people really care. So I get you, but like, It's just having in your mind that, you know, like, it doesn't make you a gold digger. It's it's a dependency.
Yeah, that does. And the
lack of knowledge that you're not, whoever is giving you stuff is not obliged to.
Yeah, right? They're doing it because they're doing because like
they feel like, and because they have a certain amount of love or feelings for you. I think,
and also demanding things that are even way out of, like, you can want. I can want a Chanel bag. I can't afford a Chanel bag.
Yeah.
If my partner buys me a Chanel bag, oh my gosh, thank you. But I'm not going to call him and say, ah, that Chanel bag. Me, I know that. If he does not pay for it, I cannot afford it. If he send the bill to my credit card, it's not even. I don't think I have the balance. I don't think my credit card limits can cover it. Like, so I think for me also the point in which, like, the things that you can't afford, not that you can desire things you can't afford. It's okay to desire things you can afford. It'd be nice to receive things that you probably can't even afford because you're like, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't have, you know, been able to get this.
I wouldn't have been able to get it for this person. Ah, my gosh. But it's when you start to now say, you know, that person sleep
because of certain things.
That's where there's problem. That one is not love language.
That's bullying.
It's not love language. Don't mistake. And I just think that people need to own, like, be true to yourself. Like, if you found out that, and I think it's very important to even find out first. And when you're taking that test, honest, I say this. Oh my God, this is the time I say honest to God that I'm actually not being honest. But this time I'm being serious. Honest to God.
When you're that's a fair that, point.
When you're taking that test, like, be true to yourself. Like, nobody's watching you. And that's another thing. Like, I'll be taking self-identification tests, and I'll be lying. I see somebody beside me, nobody's going to catch you. It's between you and the phone.
Yeah.
And maybe God, if you care, if you look at it that way. But you'll be honest. Like, even God knows your mind. God knows that you're not saying the truth. Just be honest to yourself. If you see the questions and you see that in that scenario, you would rather have a gift or you'd rather have answer it like that. And then you find out, be true to the answer and be honest with even people that are around you.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't get you a gift or somebody gets you, and also if someone gets you a gift, you don't like, what would you do?
This is a very, if someone gets me a gift that I don't like, I probably won't care. Like, I think that I
someone close to you, not somebody far. So if your fiance gets you a gift now that you don't really like, oh, she gets you a pair of shoes and you're like, oh gosh, I don't
know. That's happened to me before. Okay, I fell in love with the shoes intentionally.
Okay. So you would keep it?
So yes. So I'll give you, this is about to either end my marriage or bond us stronger.
Make it stronger.
But I'm going to release this information. Breaking. How do you say it? Spankling new.
Spanking
new. MTV.
You heard it first.
I'm going to tell her. I was going to look at the timestamp. So she got me these shoes some years back. I was in Vancouver. So she got my friend to surprise me with the shoes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know that she was actually going to buy me shoes. But I've been wanting to buy, like, a new pair of sneakers. And she got me just really, really nice shoes. But, like, I was hoping. I'd been looking at a particular different one.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came, I was just like, nah. It's not my style.
Not this one.
It's not my style. Oh, my days. I was like, God. And then my friend tells me how much the shoe costs, because he bought it. She sent the money to him.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus.
I will like you.
What?
I like the shoe.
And then at first, I didn't wear it a lot. And then over time, I just kind of liked the shoe. And in a way, because of, she thinks I don't wear the shoe because I don't like the shoe. But I actually don't wear it because I want to keep it for long. Do you get it? Like, mm-hmm. It's a, I don't mind the shoes that I buy. I wear them. I wear
anyhow,
them to be die.
Like your new Crocs.
Right? You know that. I'll wait till it dies. But this particular one, I want to keep it long enough that it remains with me for such a long period. My legs ain't going to grow bigger than what they are.
This is what you got right? me on our second anniversary.
Exactly. And stuff like that. I can keep it for a while. So yes, if I do get a gift that I don't really like, from someone that I really care about.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there are standards to this thing because my fiance, it's, you know, she ranks extremely high, right?
Yeah.
And if not highest in that list, right? So it's a different ball game.
If someone else.
I think it differs if someone else, if a family member bought me a gift I didn't really like, I could tell them like, oh, can we find a way to switch this?
I feel
thing?
Like my mom, I would never say it because I feel like my mom,
she never buys things for you.
No, like, no, she buys things for me, but like, she believes in her gift-giving skills. Now, they're good. Some things, yes. But something I was like...
No, I get with the parent, though.
Because it will then... She can get discouraged.
About it,
and then not do again.
Again.
because my mommy, you can't tell her nothing. She do give gifts. She knows it. You take my bear top contobari. I'm like, oh, nice.
It's like, it's cute, man.
It's cute.
I actually do like it. It's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, yeah. I remember in uni as well, like going back to like the thing, I remember in uni, I used to get letters a lot. And I love, I love letters. And it's so weird that, so this is not like, oh my God, I feel like this is a very, very controversial conversation I'm about to enter. But, okay, oh God, damn it. Do you keep possessions from your exes?
Ooh, dangerous. You get the fancy me that. Do I keep possessions from my exes? I think I don't have any. I don't have any because I didn't have any.
Me, I even just tore two shirts
for a minute. But I had this ex of mine that burnt my shirt, and I love that shirt. Bought it from Next. Cost me like £20, and I was like 14, bro. You better don't. If I catch her, I'll like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Give my shirt back.
Like, but she burnt it. She's like, I hate you. I was like, I'm going to burn everything I have. Not the next shirt.
Not the shirt.
Burn every other thing. Give me back. Because I didn't even know how she got my, like, I didn't even understand how, oh yeah, I think she came to my house in Lagos. Hey, I should be saying this on
at 14?
No. I wasn't 14
then.
Oh,
okay.
I bought the shirt when I'm getting my numbers wrong, but I was in secondary school and 14, I definitely was in university, but if I'm 23 now, but you guys get the math.
Shut up. Your calculation.
Anyways, back to be serious. I don't think I would keep any. I don't have anything from my ex, but I don't think I would keep anything from my ex unless it meant like something that bounded us. Like if I imagine that this is terrible example because it's crazy, but if I had an accident with you or something, and then. Oh, we are going to like some really bad situation, and we maybe like got bracelets or like a necklace or something, or like let's say your dad or something like that, like you get, or maybe my dad passed or something, or God forbid, or I mean one day, but or someone died in my family or something, you bought me a gift that represented that moment. Yeah, I won't get rid of that because it's not just about you.
It's
again.
Not about you. It's about my
it's
situation.
It's about the situation I was in. So, that would be a different case, but. If it was a thing that shared love between two of us, to be very honest, I'm thinking about it from the perspective of a partner. That if someone had the gift, if my partner had the gift from an ex, and she kept it and she held it so closely,
so tightly,
like for instance, let's say a shirt, something.
What was the reason? Fuck?
Like, did you guys first coitus in that shirt or something? I don't know what's going on.
I knew you were going to end up in that point.
Like, what the hell is going on here? Right. No. So yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it's necessary, especially if you're moving on to someone else.
Yeah. So I was going to say something, but I've chosen to not speak on that.
Hold it. Don't say it. Let's keep it.
So personally, okay, I don't intentionally keep stuff, but okay, like T-shirts, right? These are things that I wear. I remember that I still had a T-shirt from somebody that I dated, 2017 or whatever. And one day I just woke up like, you know what? What's the reason? And then somebody that maybe sometime last year, whatever. They are now rags.
Yeah.
I just threw it on the ground in the kitchen. You're using to clean water on the ground.
But do you see them and remember the person?
No.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
So no. I only remember maybe like
random.
Very random. Like I just was like, is this your shirt too? But I was thinking like, I could have worn it to bed maybe like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And maybe the fifth day, maybe when I'm removing it, I'm like, it's even true. But like, it's not like top of mind. Not like as I'm wearing, I'm like, oh, I'm wearing this man's shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm wearing a remembrance of you.
I get what you mean.
Because the t-shirt is expensive, please. I need sleeping clothes. I don't have money for lingerie.
It's like, please.
I mean, the only thing I would not do. He said, I wouldn't wear it to my partner's house and sleep. I would say, I won't sleep inside.
You know,
but then again, it would be easy for me to do that because I don't attach this thing to that the person. So I see it as my sleeping shirt. So I just pop my sleeping. I'm going to your house with my sleeping shirt.
Well, I have some dangerous questions to ask, but I want us to end this thing now. So maybe for next week. But drop one.
Just one. Jesus Christ.
Do you think it's right? Well, what do you think about like if your ex buys you lingerie? And wearing it for your new man. Like, and I'm talking about like it's like a special type.
Did I wear for him the first one?
Yeah, he definitely did.
You know what? I don't mind. It's cloth. Like you said, the kind of person I am, especially if it's not like, oh, I broke up with this person today, I said this to somebody tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's probably not top of mind. Like, again, disclaimer, I don't have lingerie. I'm not saying, I do know that it's expensive.
Yeah.
And I don't want to wear for the next person. I don't say, like, especially maybe if I have, like, let's imagine I have, like, a drawer.
Yeah.
Of them, and I just randomly pick one out and just wear okay, it. Like, it's not like I keep it in a special glass in my sitting room and say that, oh, this is not the special. Real special. No.
So I'm picturing in my head, like, let's say you and your ex like had like this special lingerie that you had when it was like 2:44 a.m. G-Wagon type sex.
Oh God, let them buy me G-Wagon from the night. Let's just wake up
from the middle of the night.
Fake me.
It's like,
you deserve what?
You know.
You deserve G-Wagon.
Mr. Adeleke finish, I said.
G-Wagon, look on. Where's my dealer?
Please, can I have one G-Wagon? Lord and Savior.
I need that anointing.
Nah. But just thinking about it, like, if it's something that, you know, it meant for like a particular mood or time, or mm-hmm. or, you know, when you wore it was a different, like, you know, that night was special. Mm-hmm. Would you carry that exact same clothing to create that special night moments for that new person, or would you like prefer if that person bought like a new one for you?
I would never say no to new things.
And that's a period.
Yeah, buy me new stuff. But if I'm okay, so I think this is where you have to be true to yourself.
Yeah.
If when I pick up that lingerie,
you remember,
the first thing I remember is this boy, you in Koto shaking it coin, this cloth, I shouldn't be taking it to my partner's place.
Yeah.
But if honestly, I pick it up and I just even throw it in my bag, like I just pick it up and throw it in my bag, and okay, regular lingerie. Because it's just like, let's just even imagine, like, I feel like we're even going too far, but let's even just imagine for random stuff, like the person buys you a regular bra, you will still be wearing your regular bra up and down the streets, except you, I really hate this person, you just burn everything that they gave you.
Yeah.
But if I don't, if it wasn't, even if it was a bad breakups happen and I still keep things because I like the thing and I don't like it because you gave me. I just like it because I like this item.
Yeah.
Because also it could have been that lingerie, I picked it out and you just paid for it.
Yeah.
That's also true, that's also another thing. Not like, oh, you went to the store and then you just saw it and you thought about me. So for the most part, it's probably me that picks up. I'm like, oh yeah, give me your credit card number and I will pay for it or whatever. So, but yeah, if you are thinking about that person, another person, when you are wearing it, or when you even seeing the color, you see red, like, just think, ah, Toby.
It's like,
Don't do it. Don't carry Toby's clothes to Tostin's house.
Hey, get. Have you heard? Anyways, guys, that's
food for thought.
Don't be doing it. I have a lot more. Next week we'll delve into breakups.
Yes, we're gonna delve into
breakups.
I hate that topic.
It's the season.
I hate that topic.
It's the season. And the reason for the
somebody
season.
Somebody told me something yesterday night. They said, when other ships are sinking, it's best if the ships around stay clear because the debris used to affect the other ships too. So it's best that other ships just, you know, stay. Just everybody.
Keep it. Right, don't try and say let's protect.
Let that ship sink.
Let that ship just drown.
If not, the debris will hit your anchor too.
Captain,
we're going down.
Captain, we're going down. Any lifeboat?
Mayday.
No lifeboat.
Abandon ship.
Guys, we've come to the end of this. I'm so sorry. This is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for staying with us. I go by the name Debo and
thank you, right here.
All right, guys, have a good night, man.